Right now, you can score up to 25% off all Momofuku Goods products when you pick up a bundle at shop.momofuku.com. Use promo code MOMO10 to get an additional 10% off. The discounts stack up so you can get 10% off the bundle pricing. Also, every episode of Chrissy and Dave Dine Out is available to stream now on Hulu. You can catch myself, Chrissy Teigen, and Joel Kim Booster hosting dinners at some of the best restaurants in Los Angeles. Very fun. I'm so happy that I was able to eat at all of those delicious restaurants and have great conversations. So check it out. You can also catch replays of Dinner Time Live on Netflix, but you should really catch us live on Tuesdays at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Let's get on to the show. Welcome to the Dave Chang Show, presented by Major Domo Media. I'm here with Toyota and the NFL at Super Bowl 58, recording next to the all-new 2024 Tacoma with real special guest today, Jordan Mailata from the Philadelphia Eagles, right tackle, a giant man, and an amazing singer.
Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch, subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Vital Farms. No matter how you like your eggs, scrambled, over easy, or sunny side up, the people at Vital Farms believe in one thing, keeping it bullshit free. That's why their pasture-raised eggs come from hens who each have over 108 square feet of space to roam and forage all year round. So you can spend less time questioning your food and more time enjoying it. Look for Vital Farms in your grocery store and learn more at vitalfarms.com. Vital Farms, keeping it bullshit free.
Welcome to the Dave Chang Show. I'm here with Jordan Mailata.
Oh, that's good.
Chris Yang here too.
Woo! I feel. And, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
We joke that we're gonna have a boy group sing karaoke in there, and our title options for our band name are Asian Pacific Islanders or a thousand tons of fun.
Harmony.
Yeah.
A thousand pounds of harmony. Man.
Oh lordy. Come on. Oh lordy.
But Toyota's given us the amazing opportunity to host a sort of a party for Lunar New Year as well. And we just had a battle. Two men entered. One man will leave the Lunar New Year tailgating extravaganza.
Yeah, the tailgate challenge.
And we had two of our friends and two of the best chefs out there. We have Nico De Leon from La Cita in Los Angeles. Chinatown. We have two Chinatowns at war. And then we have San Francisco representing San Francisco Chinatown, Brandon Jew of Mr. Jews. And right. We got to start off by giving you the tailgate challenge presented
by Toyota. Let's do it. I'm excited.
And remember, you are choosing the winner here.
Oh, I'm choosing the winner. Yeah. Oh, okay. And I don't know.
No feelings will be hurt.
What's your general take on fried chicken? You're a fried chicken guy?
Big fried chicken guy.
Yeah.
Big fried chicken guy. I don't really have a way. My standard before I came to the States, and I've been here for 6 years, but my standard of fried chicken was KFC.
KFC in Australia is good.
Yes. Thank you. That's what I tell everybody.
It's very good.
I tell everybody. KFC in Australia, so much better than any fried chicken here in the States. Sorry, it's a hot take. It's a hot take.
He's coming
in. I don't think anyone's going to mess with you.
I'm talking about like fast food chains only. Fast food chains only. Only fast food chains. Wait, sorry, let me clarify.
Is Australia, do you guys call it chook? Is that a thing?
Chook is a bird.
Chook is chicken. Yeah.
Chook is chicken.
But we want to do fried chicken because that's the one food where I feel like everybody that has a chicken has figured out that if you fry it, it's going to be delicious.
Oh, yeah.
And like since it's Lunar New Year, this is dovetail perfectly. It's like a perfect alignment. Super Bowl, Lunar New Year.
Mm. Yeah.
And we couldn't celebrate a 7-layer dip. We couldn't do a hoagie. It's got to be fried chicken. So that's why we did fried chicken. And you are going to determine the winner. One man enter. Two men enter, one man leave.
I mean, dude, you're solving a lot of problems with that, mate. So can I try it?
Yeah, please.
Have you guys had some?
Of course.
Man, I really don't want to be up here eating by myself.
No, you got all the power. You got all the power.
First impressions. He's going for the drumstick first. Coated in some kind of delightful powder.
Don't say anything yet.
Are both chefs over there?
Yeah, they're looking right at you right now. Both of them are looking directly at you.
What are your thoughts? Are you a white meat, dark meat man?
Dark meat.
Yeah, there you go. He's an enlightened man. Dark meat man.
I mean, if you said white meat, you might have to give away your Asian card.
Membership revoked?
Yeah.
By the way, Dave, I feel so dumb because Dave and I have this thing. We call it the Big Boy Asian Club because for Asians of a certain size,
I
feel like we don't even belong in the club anymore. I didn't even know they got this big.
You're not joining that club?
You're the president of the club now, man.
Yeah. Well, I'm like chairman of the board. Like,
you're in charge.
I'm like 20% Asian. Yeah, you know, like Polynesian. You know, like Polynesian.
I mean, listen, really it doesn't matter. You're the president, the CEO.
I'm just so proud
dictator.
To be able to call you part of the Asian Pacific Islander Club.
I just want to be in any club you're in.
Yeah.
All right, went for the sandwich.
Man, look how small that sandwich is in his
hand. I know, it is tiny. It's a slider.
What's going on here?
The teeny sandwich in your hands.
How many sandwiches could you eat?
Yeah. Of these?
Yeah. In season?
Probably like six. It's not that much. Six. I don't think that's a lot.
What's the biggest meal of the day? Is it after practice? When do you actually eat six chicken sandwiches?
I mean, I don't do that. That's not part of the diet.
Okay. Off season.
I don't even do that in the off season.
You are a healthy, strapping man.
No, I just try not to. Like, I need to carry the extra pounds. I don't want to do that myself.
Everyone's a winner here, though.
Okay, which one's the 49er fan?
I think they might both be.
That's Mr. Jews. Yeah.
Which one's it going to be?
I don't want to vote for the 49er guy, but the fried chicken's pretty good.
Oh, my God.
Fried chicken's pretty good, man.
The drumstick.
I love Brandon, but I was rooting against them because I have to root against all things SF. And I personally chose Lasita.
You chose the chicken sandwich, the Lasita chicken sandwich. But that doesn't matter.
Chef.
The president of the Big Boy Asian Club just spoke.
Chairman of the board.
Chairman of the board just declared the official winner. Of the Toyota tailgate challenge.
Did I just declare it?
You just declared it. Can we declare Nico as the intercontinental champion?
He's the intercontinental champion.
Man, Nico, I'm sorry. Nico, oh, that's you. Chef, I'm so sorry. I'm just, yeah, I think I just identify more with the fried chicken. more recognizable to me because one, in Australia, we don't call a chicken sandwich a sandwich. We call it a burger. It's probably why I don't identify with it, you know? I was kind of like, what is this chicken sandwich? I've never seen one.
He won't even recognize this as a
I recognize MSG. Shout out to you, Chef. I recognize MSG. Big fan, if you can't tell. And then two, fried chicken. It is pretty sad that I set my standard of fried chicken to KFC Australian. But, yeah, this beats KFC Australia, bro. Yeah, good stuff.
There you go.
Good stuff. This is
so disrespectful.
Well,
with wearing that jersey.
And by the transitive property, I think that also
Means, I'll take it back, man. Yeah. Nico, congratulations.
I think by the transitive property, that also makes the San Francisco 49ers world champions of the challenge here.
That's good, man. I've never had MSG fried chicken before, but.
No, you have a lot of times.
No way.
If you like KFC,
fried chicken,
fried chicken for sure.
You're telling me KFC is quite so good? KFC has.
That's why it's
in 11 secret herbs and spices. My ass. What? What is going on?
You only need one.
You only need one. MSG. What's going on?
That's right.
Come on, KFC. You're rubbing me. Wow. That was amazing.
Man, I have so many things to ask.
Man, go ahead.
Where do we begin with the chairman?
Well, I mean, here's a question. I feel so small next to you. Have you ever felt small in your life?
Yeah, when I was like 5 years old.
That was the last time you felt small.
Yeah. It's when I was proper sized. That's why. Like a normal sized kid then. Ever since then, it's just been like an upward trend.
When you told people you were going to come to America, it was like, how did that translate in Australia? Because I lived in Australia, in Sydney. And you have to watch football games, NFL games at like 9 in the morning on a Monday.
Yeah, pretty much.
And yet, Australians still gamble on NFL, even though they don't even know what the hell they're watching.
They have no idea what they're watching.
And I've always maintained that if Australia took sports, coffee, and drinking beer as seriously as like everything else, it would be the global superpower.
Oh, yes. It'd be a Michael Phelps and coffee drinking and beer drinking.
But like, did you grow up watching these games, or is it just rugby? It's Aussie rules football.
No, man. I grew up playing rugby league my whole life. I just wasn't getting the opportunity that I wanted. And you know, my agents at the time, at PSM, Chris Orr and Gavin Orr, they gave me this opportunity where the NFL has this program. It's called the International Player Pathway Program, IPP for short. And basically, they just wanted to select like a handful of athletes from all over the world. You got guys from Mexico, England, France, Australia, and where else? There's one more. But basically, just to bridge that connection, you know, just to bridge the connection and try and, you know, further develop NFL in those respective countries. And so, I joined that program and ended up getting selected. You know, halfway through that program by the Philadelphia Eagles in 2018. So,
Can you explain to everybody what rugby league is? Because a lot of people in America have no idea.
Yeah, so everybody knows rugby. That's the All Blacks. That's the haka. That's the scrum. That's rugby. And then the rugby I played is rugby league. Same game, but it's just like the NFL and CFL. You know, same game, different rules, different amount of people on the field. But that's the easiest way I can explain it without without getting into the details and boring everybody.
Are we going to see more of this crossover, you think, with your success? Because you're like a role model.
I hope there is crossover. It is hard. It is hard, especially playing O-line. It's a very technique-driven sport. Mm. And that's what you'll find in the crossover between rugby. Rugby's more of like a free-flowing sport. And football is all technique.
Yeah.
It's like chopping onions.
What are the
all technique?
It's true.
It's all technique. Do you still cry?
I cry every day.
Without chopping onions. No chopping
onions. Regardless, no chopping
onions. First thing in the morning, just tears.
Tears all
morning.
Can I ask? Because you know, I've done a lot of stuff with the Amazon Thursday Night Football team, and I would ask Andrew Whitworth all the time about all these questions. It's amazing watching football games with pros because your understanding of the game just never translates to the person watching on their couch at home. And it's crazy to be able to talk to players that are like, oh, I played against that person or this and that.
Yeah.
And I was a little bit surprised that all the players, whether it's Fitzpatrick, Richard Sherman, everyone still sort of gets nervous and anxiety ridden about
games. Oh my God. It's terrible. It's terrible. You just like, well, especially if you play O-line, I can't speak on any other position, but it's like we only get highlighted when something bad happens.
Right.
You know? And it's never good. You know, you can block somebody for 65 plays in the game, and on that 66th play, you can give up a sack and you played a bad game, you know? Because that's all it takes is one negative stat. And so, yeah, of course, you're playing on the big stage. You know, there's a lot of cameras, a lot of people looking at you. And you kind of understand the weight of the platform that you're on. I think what helps calm the nerves down and the anxiety is a lot of guys will have a routine. That's what calms me down. It gets me ready to play.
What's your routine?
Dude, I get there 3 hours before the game. If we play away, I have to sit on the left side. I sit, dude, I like very superstitious. And that calms me down. If I can check those off my list, I'm going to have a good game. Sitting on the left side of the bus, left side of the plane, three rows back in the back of the plane. Gotta do it. I eat the same meals for breakfast and the night before the game.
What are those meals?
Okay. The night before the game, I'll have a big bowl of pasta with shrimp.
Can't just say, what kind of pasta?
Bow tie.
Bow tie?
Farfalle.
Farfalle. I know it as bow tie. For us peasants out there, bow tie pasta. We got both. I don't know what the what's when you mix the red and the white. What's it called?
The red and the white.
When you mix red and white, rosé sauce.
Pink sauce.
It's the rosé over here.
Whoa! Yeah.
You want some tips?
We
better start taking notes.
Rosé sauce, bow tie pasta with shrimp is your pregame night before.
Almost done. Yeah, spinach, sun dried tomatoes, a little bit of garlic, a little bit of salt and pepper, and some chili flakes, and then I get about 20-ounce steak with that. And about three pieces of garlic bread, And then a Sprite. I always have to have a Sprite.
Now, when you say pasta, are you eating a whole box of pasta by yourself?
Yeah, that's me. Oh, yeah. So it's like, pretty much, yeah. I mean, it's really nice because, you know, you got all guys that eat, you know, different amounts of food. So I just sit there and I just see them like, you know, they're like, is this enough? I'm like, come on. Like,
Are you full at that point? After that meal?
Am.
Are you
I
stuffed?
Am.
Are you uncomfortable?
I have to get an IV every night. So I get an IV while I eat. So I get my
cramping
food.
In the next day.
Yes.
You know that, Christian? Come on.
Yeah, I mean,
my guys been so hanging around with the pros.
I'm always cramping.
I only do that because I'm hungover sometimes.
wait, while you're eating, you got the IV in as you're eating.
Yeah, sometimes. If I'm late.
So
I'm
is that the same meal the next day?
That is the next morning for breakfast. I have the same breakfast. And it's an 8-egg omelet.
But 8-egg omelet?
Hey, man, way to make me feel skinny, man.
Dude, I'm
that's amazing.
So
I feel very skinny after that.
What's next?
It's 4 eggs, 4 egg whites, spinach, mushroom, cheese, sometimes avocado, depends if I'm feeling that fancy. I'll have that in an omelet with 4 pancakes, depends on how big the pancakes are. If they're dollar pancakes, I'll have 8.
Well, everyone's got to look like a dollar pancake to you, though.
A silver dollar pancake is a dime pancake for you.
If we have 9 pancakes, I'm having 10 of them.
Okay.
But no, if they're like normal size, I'll have about 4 and I always have an orange juice.
Wow. You know, it's funny. It's like,
and that depends.
We've tried to pitch a show trying to focus just on the linemen and what they eat. And I don't know about you guys. I find this.
Dude, I would watch the hell out of this.
So much more fascinating than anything else.
Now, do you. So you're eating it out of sort of routine and superstition and just like keeping your thing for each
once
game.
A lot.
Do you enjoy it every time, or do you like I have to eat this because it's my thing?
It's a bit of both.
Yeah.
Sometimes when I see everyone else eating in, like getting in like takeout from other restaurants from out there, when we go to other cities, I'm like, oh, that's cool. But whenever we play a home game, our chefs at the facility do a great job of like.
They got you dialed in.
They got us dialed in. I can't wait to eat when we play at home. Our chefs do a great job with it, even though it becomes monotonous. Like,
when's the last time you've deviated from the plan? Have you,
dude? Last time I had a ramen bowl, gave up a sack the next day. I never broke it. See? So that's why you tell these things in your head. You're like, don't deviate from what you know. You're like,
it wasn't my ramen bowl. That's why.
Definitely wasn't
bad
your
bad press for ramen. Right bad there. Press for ramen, guy.
It wasn't Momofuku. I promise you.
Can I ask? Because this got me in a lot of trouble in Australia. Like a lot.
Yeah.
What are your take on beets on burgers?
Oh, it's the best.
You're going to have to leave.
It's the best, dude.
It's the
come
best.
On, now.
Come on, like
come on.
Australia
now.
Has done so many things right. But their interpretation of the American hamburger is an abomination.
Oh, it's abomination, for sure.
But you love
I understand that now because I'm here. I'm like, yeah, this is a proper burger.
Yeah.
This is what a burger should be.
You don't put a canned beet on a burger.
Hey, man.
With an egg. It's crazy.
Oh, don't even. What?
And Canadian bacon.
I always
bacon
get eggs, bro. I always. On my hamburgers, I always get eggs. I want to get beetroot and pineapple, but you guys don't have it.
What?
Yeah,
you want pineapple on your
beetroot and pineapple, bros.
You're making me root for the 49ers. This is crazy.
You just want a fruit cocktail on your burger, man. Hey, wait, but okay. Speaking of back home in Australia and the things, what are like the rugby boys think of NFL like football and vice versa? Like did your teammates that in the NFL have an idea of rugby? Are rugby guys like those?
I don't speak to anyone back home. You know, I'll just go off my experience and what I thought of the NFL before I joined. I thought exactly what you're thinking now. You know, that's weak. Wearing pads, wearing helmets, having all the stoppage time in the game. You know, it's that's what I used to think. Oh, was I a fool for thinking that? This is like, if rugby league is checkers, this is chess.
Wow.
This game is like warfare. But fun. People just getting like the owners can just have fun with us. Like, oh,
you move you around.
Command my troops here. Command my troops there. You know, like it's like the biggest chess game. And once I understood that, that's when I fell in love with the sport. That it's tactics. It's strategy. It's like it's a beautiful game, man. It's a beautiful game.
I got to partake in a little bit of the world that you live in this year, and I have to say it was just a highlight of my life. Just seeing it from a little bit of a closer distance. So much respect for what you've done and like where you're going. It's amazing.
Thank you, Chef. I'm trying.
I got couple more food questions.
Mm-hmm.
America doesn't have chicken salt.
Oh my goodness.
I knew I was.
Oh my goodness.
Right?
And you guys know what chips. Oh dude, I gotta tell you the story about chips.
Let's go.
When I went to a restaurant, I ordered a burger, and the lady goes, "Oh, what would you like as a side?" I said, "Can I get chips?" And I didn't know that chips was actually potato chips. So when they came out, I was like, what the is this? And she's like, "That's the chips you ordered." I said, "No, it's not. These are like, I don't know, potato chips. Like, I didn't order this. I asked for chips." She's like, "Sir, those are chips." Didn't realize that chips.
Yeah.
They're not called fries, aren't called chips here.
But
fries, like back home, fries are called just chips, like hot chips.
And fries are always seasoned with chicken salt.
Oh, yes, sir.
You know what chicken salt is?
If you say MSG, I'm walking off the set.
MSG. It's chicken bouillon, basically. Gross. Chicken powder with MSG.
You're lying, bro.
Somebody look it up. Mm-hmm. Chicken salt is basically.
I'm going to cry. I'm going to go home and cry, man. I was like, dude, all I need in my life is MSG.
But it's so
seasoning.
Good. You pour that on everything. It's so good.
This is hilarious.
But I will say this. The
I just
chips,
like, crushed my dreams.
Potato chips in Australia are amazing.
They are. We all so good. Yeah, potato chips.
Tim Tams chips. All the snacks. Uh-huh. Delicious. I will give the state of Pennsylvania one thing. It is very good at snacks, chips, like potato chips and cakes and sweets, yeah, don't you think?
It's okay.
Oh, it's all right?
I come from the land down under. We have some great snacks. So I compare, like, the snack rate. I'm like, yeah, this is average. Wow. I'm very tough.
Wow.
I'm very tough.
Wow.
Like, tasty cakes are good, but they're not going to beat the Leamington.
I have to disagree with you there.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to say this. Tasty Cakes itself might be the greatest thing Pennsylvania has ever created.
I'm not saying it's not the greatest thing. I'm just saying it's not as good as a Leamington.
Well, no, that's...
Have you had a raspberry jam-filled Leamington?
Yes. It's okay. It's okay.
Oh, my goodness.
Everyone in Australia is Leamington this, Leamington that, banoffee pie that. Come on.
Banoffee's all right. I'm with you on that one.
All right. Okay. We're agreeing to disagree.
We're agreeing to disagree. But if he's all right. Oh, meringues. Like, where you were with the meringues?
You see...
Pavlova.
Pavlova, again...
I mean, it's more...
Europeans understand. It's a Brit... But Americans have yet to embrace the pavlova. That's on every dessert menu in Australia. It's so good. Meringues are so... You are a fan of meringues?
I am. That's why I brought it up.
Is there another... is there another dessert other than the pavlova from New Zealand? That's it.
Australia. Oh, New Zealand. Leamingtons are from New Zealand, right?
I don't know if they are.
So, I don't know.
What's the one that you buy in the package, Leamington? You know what I mean? Is it called Leamington?
It's called Leamingtons.
The company's called Leamingtons?
I mean, I buy the ones from Woolies, from Woolworths, or Coles.
Those are the supermarkets for you guys.
Yeah, supermarkets. I don't think there is a brand of one. If there is, I definitely couldn't afford it back then.
We're going to switch it up. Completely switch it up.
Mm-hmm.
Growing up in a Samoan household, what can you let people know about what that is like? Because I don't know if Americans even know what that might be like and how different that is than other Asian cultures.
I think it's pretty similar to like any immigrant family. You know, you got to ask your parents for permission for everything. That stops once you get married. And even then, some. You still gotta like run everything by them, but it's very family driven. I was very close with my siblings. I'm one of five kids. I'm the second youngest. You know, everything was just about family, about loving your brother, loving your sister, being there for them. And it was a very tough household, especially being Samoan, a very prideful people. And my dad is one of the proudest people you could ever meet. I mean, dude, stubborn as a rock. Couldn't change his mind on many things growing up as a kid. So I'm very grateful for my upbringing just because of how everything panned out. We weren't the richest of families, but we weren't the poorest. You know, we're okay. We got by. We were a paycheck to paycheck family. My mom was the one who taught me hard work. My dad, for some reason, retired pretty early on. And when my sister was old enough, she's the oldest. When she was old enough to work, she worked. And so my dad retired. but I learned all my hard work from my mom. She was the hardest worker that I've ever seen. She would wake up at 5 a.m., get home at 6 p.m. She worked in the city, and we lived about an hour away.
In Bankstown?
In Bankstown.
Are they still there?
They're moved further out west, but yeah, they're still back home in Australia. But yeah, my mom's the one who taught me all about hard work and to embrace it. So
I have to ask, did you celebrate Lunar New Year?
Did I celebrate Lunar New Year? No. I didn't.
You?
I mean,
he didn't. Hesitation. He did it.
I did.
Get him. Get him.
We really did. We really celebrated it. When you, I got to imagine in like a household like yours, no matter how big you get physically or like success wise, when you go home, is the sort of pecking order still the same? Or are you like now in charge of your siblings? You're second youngest.
No, the pecking order is still the same.
It's still the same.
Yeah, it's still the same.
Yeah.
I wouldn't change.
It doesn't matter, right? Once you get home, you're still just.
Pretty much.
Second youngest brother.
Yeah.
When you are, I hope you have an extremely long, very successful, many Super Bowls, many All-Stars, many Pro Bowl career.
Appreciate that.
In that day that you retire, are you going to stay in America? Are you going to move back to Australia?
Stay in America.
Wow. Yeah. It's because of their chips, right?
It's because of all the MSG I've been consuming. It's making me love America.
He's addicted to it now.
I'm addicted to the MSG now, man. I'm never leaving. I'm going to stay here.
All right.
My wife's from America, so I love America. This is awesome. It's given me a lot.
Have you taken to the food of Philly?
I mean, other than a cheesesteak?
Yeah.
I mean,
let's hear the truth.
Just about trying to get me jumped in the streets of Philly.
What are you doing?
Trying to get me stabbed.
I want to hear it.
Why don't you choose?
I got nothing on the line. I don't like cheese sticks. I don't think they're very good.
Agree with this, that a real person from Philadelphia, actual, probably prefer a roast pork sandwich.
Okay, have you had the roast pork
from John?
Nah, from John's. Yeah John's so is awesome. Yeah, John's
so good.
John's roast pork is
so good.
It's up there with the Knicks.
Wow. Have you been to Mark Vetri's restaurants?
We've been to Vetri Cucina, wife and I. I don't know. You should probably talk to wifey about that one.
I will.
I show up to eat, man. I don't know where we're going.
You know right now, Mark Vetri's a close friend of mine, one of the greatest chefs America's ever produced. That dude worships you. He loves you.
Stop.
Loves
Stop.
You.
Stop. Give him my number.
Serious.
Stop. Give him my number.
Stop. Mark Vetri loves you. Stop. He loves the Eagles, but he loves you.
Oh, my God. Give him my number. Oh, my God. Stop. Stop it. What a legend.
He is a legend.
Well, my wife's a huge fan of him just because I guess I know of him because of every restaurant that we go.
He's the man.
She knows. So
we're gonna take a break.
Yep.
And when we come back, we might be in that car.
We'll see.
Truck.
You think we can all get in there? You think there's enough room in there for us?
Where are you gonna fit?
I'll find some space.
It's gonna fit.
I'll find some space.
We got the 1,000 tons of love.
1,000 tons of love.
Stay back. We'll be right back with the newest hit by 1,000 tons of love. What's it called? MSG.
This episode is brought to you by Vital Farms. No matter how you like your eggs scrambled, over easy, or sunny side up, the people at Vital Farms believe in one thing: keeping it bullshit free. That's why their pasture raised eggs come from hens who each have over 108 square feet of space to roam and forage all year round. So you can spend less time questioning your food and more time enjoying it. Look for Vital Farms in your grocery store and learn more at vitalfarms.com. Vital Farms, keeping it bullshit free.
Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch, subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
All right, guys, welcome back. We are in the new 2024 Toyota Tacoma, the official automotive
brand new
partner
brand new
of Super Bowl 58 and the NFL. We've been trying to convince you to sing.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what song to sing.
I don't know.
But that was why we were going to be 1,000 pounds of carbon, because you, here's the truth. Dave and I do not, cannot sing.
Oh my God.
We cannot sing. We cannot sing.
You guys fooled me.
Reality is,
my leg.
You thought that we were going to be your like harmonizing companions.
I love
we're the backup dancer.
We're just riding your coattails, man. You sing, we dance.
That's how the band works. Look at this audience. They're all listening for your crooning ability.
Oh man. I can't think of a song.
Clock right is now. Running out. Man.
I know.
We need a first down.
Okay. It's a good song. What's a good song?
Do you get performance anxiety even though you got to be in front of all these people playing?
100%. Yeah. Just like singing, good thing anxiety, performance anxiety. But we can just do like
Happy birthday,
baby. Maybe lock them doors. Can't do that, Lloyd. Maybe lock.
I'm loving it.
I can't go down. Maybe lock them doors and turn the lights down low.
What?
Put some music on that's soft and slow.
What?
Baby, we ain't got no place to go. I hope you understand. I've been thinking about this all day long. Never felt a feeling quite this strong. I can't believe how much it turns me on just to be your man.
Oh my God.
A little snippet.
Wow. Oh my God.
Little snippet. Just like the little MSG they put in the chicken.
I'm blushing. I'm seriously a little MSG back here.
You know, suck a James Corden. Like, this is so much cooler.
Suck a James Yeah, the carpool carrier.
That was incredible, man.
That was amazing.
Oh my God. He's just like, we did not, he was not asked ahead of time to sing. That was impressive.
I wasn't.
That was
pulled really one out there. I mean, he scored a touchdown.
I know.
No, I fumbled it right before it, though. Could be a touchback.
You like that rule? It's a terrible rule.
Terrible rule.
Anyway, thank you, Jordan.
Thank you.
Chris.
Thank you, brother.
Thanks, everyone, for joining us on the special edition of the Dave Chang Show from the new 2024 Tacoma Experience. Thanks to Jordan Mailata for joining us. You can follow Jordan on Instagram at Jordan Mailata. Is it just one word?
At Jordan Mailata, one word, lowercase.
Give us 5 stars.
Especially you, Mark Vitry.
Slide into us.
Yeah. Love you, Mark Vitry. My wife loves you.
Oh, man. Thank you for doing that, man.
Dude, that was great.
That was incredible. You're incredible.